Growing up, Ricardo Salazar would unapologetically blast traditional Mexican music from the back of his parents' car. For Salazar, music became the way he was able to express himself and connect to his identity as an American and a Mexican. Today, Salazar explores his love for music and shares a couple of his favorite songs.
It's kind of a paradox or a dichotomy in the sense of maybe not my personal struggle immediately, but my family's struggle to get here. So we are a family of immigrants, and I'm proud to say that out loud. And so to be an American means recognition, a recognition of their struggle, but also a celebration of how far we've come as a family. My name is Ricardo Salazar. My family is from Mexico, specifically from my mother's side is Aguascalientes, and my dad's side is from Guadalajara, Jalisco. My generational background is first gen in terms of being in the United States. I was born here, born and raised in Reno, Nevada. I always knew that I was Mexicano because of the music. I was proud to be a young boy and bump up the Mexican music in, you know, my family's car and whatever car I had or wherever I was at. So my Mexican heritage for me is synonymous with music. So the way I got into music is through my family. My dad was a musician. My mom is also a musician. My grandparents are musicians. So it's very generational. And, you know, my mom tells me stories of when I was a young kid and just started singing and would light up when, in particular, music from Juan Gabriel would come on. Perdona si te hago sufrir, pero es que no está en mis manos. Pero es que no está en mis manos. Me enamora. In a more emotional sense, when I realized what it's like to be an American, it was back in September 11, when the terrorist attacks happened in the World Trade Center. I think that was kind of that emotional pivotal point for me, because I was young, I was in middle school. I didn't quite understand, but old enough to know that something happened to us as people, as Americans in the United States. So contextually, it makes sense for me to have that kind of dual, okay, am I really an American because my family is not from here and we still practice a lot of our customs and cultures, but then catastrophe hits, we're all banded together, I'm an American. It's American to write about and express about who you want to be with and who you want to love, and I do that through music. Más fuerte que ya no quiero sentir más dolor dentro de mi corazón. There's a specific song that I connect with right now. It's called Quiero Ser Yo. I want it to be me. ¿Quieres tú volví yo a amar? Pensé nunca volverme a enamorar, pero aquí estoy, tuyo soy, tuyo soy, tuyo soy. Quiero ser yo, el que te da un beso en las mañanas, ser yo, el que te enamora con palabras, ser yo.
That story was produced by Andrew Mendez, a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Andrew participated in NPR's Next Generation Radio program, which held a week-long radio boot camp this spring. Each reporter explored the theme, "What does it mean to be an American?"